Now, my message today that I will share with you for a few minutes is about I'm a new person. Now, I want everybody else to say I'm a new person. Come on, you can raise up a hand and declare this.
I am a new person.
Say it again.
I am a new person.
But quickly, I want us to read Ephesians 3 verse 17.
Ephesians 3 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love.
That who must dwell who?
Christ may dwell in our hearts.
Who must dwell who? Christ may dwell
in my heart.
How?
Through faith.
This Jesus does not dwell in your heart because you are a Christian. Or because you are born again. He dwells in your heart through faith. Most faith is mismanaged and misused. Most people think their faith is just there to believe God for a miracle. But the first usage of faith, or what your faith must be used for, is to believe that Christ dwells in your hearts. I'm going to give you a small exercise for a few minutes. I just want you to believe that Christ right now is in you. But not only does he dwell in your hearts, the Bible says, rooted and grounded. Go into the scripture. It says, being rooted and grounded in love. You are not what the devil makes you think you are. You are a new person. But how do you become new? It is not through thinking that I'm a new person. It is by faith. Tell your neighbor, by faith. Christ dwells in your heart. Meaning to say, without faith, minus faith, he doesn't dwell in your heart. Unfortunately, faith is a daily thing. Faith is a what? You may believe yesterday and not today. So don't be mistaken to think that Christ dwells in your heart even today when you do not believe today. So faith is a daily thing. Christ dwells in your heart through faith. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor and prophesy at your neighbor. Say, from now onwards, Christ will dwell in your heart always. Now, we have not yet gotten to what I want to share because I won't be here for long, but there is a reason why I'm sharing this message to you. And I've told you the topic of the message is what? So how do you live as a new person? Or what makes a person new? Firstly, we're going to discuss about the concept of new birth. The concept of new birth. It might look like a simple teaching, but wait until you see where it's going. You understand better what I want to communicate to you. The concept of what? New birth. I have discovered most believers, even those who have been in faith for so many years, do not understand the concept of new birth. Firstly, when you were born from your mother and your father, you were born from the blood that was contaminated in sin, failure, poverty, curses, sicknesses. You were born to a normal blood of humanity. This was you. You were born in a way every person is born. Tell your neighbor this. You were born in a normal way. Say it again. You were born in a normal way. This is why you must understand how God operates. Now, when you were born in a normal way, there was absolutely nothing and nobody who, when you commit sin, would forgive you. Because God is a spirit. Say with me, God is a spirit. Now, if God is a spirit, because spirits do not forgive. Spirits do not what? Spirits do not forgive. That's why God himself cannot forgive. If you think God can forgive, God does not forgive. So God, Father, Son, and Spirit, they sat down together. Anyone in the Old Testament who committed a sin, the punishment was death, because the Spirit does not forgive. So anyone in the Old Testament was being killed because of sin. Because the Spirit does not what? Forgive. So they decided now, how do we go? How do we forgive them? Jesus had to come on earth to be born with your blood, to become a man. As a person now, and go on the cross and announce a statement, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what. And then he died. Because in the spirit, as a spirit, there was no forgiveness. This is why demons will never forgive you. Demons will never forgive your family. Because spirits do not what? I'm talking to somebody here. So Jesus Christ came and poured the blood. Why? So that when God sees the blood, he sees forgiveness. No, I'm talking to somebody, right? Am I talking to somebody here? So spirits do not forgive. So when you were born from your mother, from your father, you were born from a normal blood. This blood has got failure, sicknesses. This blood has got poverty. This blood has got jealousy, anger, sin, and anything, you name it. In John 3, verse 3, Jesus brings in a concept of new birth. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom
of God."
The scripture does not say he cannot enter, but see. To see means to experience. It is beyond just going to heaven. It is participating, being part of it. I always think about this. Like, do these people really know who they are? Do you really know who you are? So when you were born from your parents, you were born with a blood that had failure, sickness, limitations. It's so difficult, if you really understand who you are, to have limitations. If you hear believers saying, "I have so many limitations," it is because they are not using, they are not harnessing, they are not making use, they are not taking advantage. They don't discover who they are. Because by spirituality, you are made in a certain way. Oh, before we go there, let me go back a little bit. Let me take you slowly. Are you still here? So the concept of new birth. Now, imagine this. When you were born, from a family, a bloodline of diseases, sickness, failure. Then Jesus says, unless you are born again, you cannot see. What was Jesus saying? Is it just what you did when you said, "I accept Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior"? No. That is a concept. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior, if you shall confess, you shall be saved. But to see is to experience. And most believers do not experience it. Have you noticed? In the same prison, one person was killed. One apostle was killed. In the same prison, one apostle, an angel came to take him out. It does not matter. Just because you're a believer, there are certain things, if you don't follow them, the enemy can finish you. With your goodness, like, "I'm a good man, I don't do this, I don't," he can finish you. Peter was sinking when Jesus was right there. Because the concept of new birth is so deep to be understood. Imagine this. You come from a background of failure. All these problems will come from that background. Then Jesus says, unless you are born again. So what is this? In this concept, according to Jesus, according to God, according to the Bible, they look at life just the way a farmer looks at a seed. So the seed, if it is a lemon and it is planted, it will harvest a lemon. Come on, tell your neighbors, are you hearing this? And we have some people who think they are going to harvest oranges. Well, in reality, they are lemons. So God views life just the way a farmer looks at a seed. Now, when you were born like a lemon. All of us. To be born again, it means to change the seed of a lemon to become an orange. What does that mean to you? It means this horse seed has to be new. I pray today that real change happens. You can't leave one leg in your past, one leg in your present. You can't be affected by failure, limitations, where you are actually a new breed. So what God did was the coming of Jesus. Jesus came just like you with the blood of man. He was born through a woman. And one thing happened. He went and met John. And when he met John, he said, "Baptize me." And John baptized him and took him out of the water, which was a symbol of what? His death and resurrection. In other words, the burying of your old you and being born again. Now, something happened when Jesus went through that process. He was no longer a person limited by physical aspects. The day Jesus was dipped in the water and out as a symbol of new birth, the Bible says the Holy Ghost came upon him like a dove. Because in this moment, he is no longer having the blood of failure. He is no longer having the blood of sin. He is no longer having the blood of humanity. Now, he is now a new birth. He has a concept of new birth at his disposal. The Spirit came upon him like a dove. And the Bible says from that moment, the Holy Ghost led him into the wilderness. He began to lead him because he's no longer leading himself. It is what happens with you. It's what happened with you. The day you accepted Jesus, or when you accept Jesus, immediately the Holy Ghost comes upon you. But the question is, did you notice it? Did you know it? Do you know it? Wherever you're walking, do you know there is a Spirit upon your head? Or you still think it's you? Ask your neighbor, do you forget sometimes? Ask them now. Do you forget sometimes? Tell them again, do you forget sometimes? So I'm a new creature. Say it again, I'm a new creature. Now, farmers, if they want to plant a seed, and then they plant a seed, and the seed is not doing well, what they do, they don't abandon the farm. They improve that seed. From being a local seed, they make it to adapt, to become resistant to the pests and diseases of that area, resistant to the weather conditions of that area. By changing it, some seed, they change it to become a new seed. It becomes exotic. And it becomes a hybrid seed. So, why do they make it a hybrid? Because one, they look at it, that the seed is attacked by pests and diseases. The seed is attacked by adverse weather conditions. So we must produce one that can stand out of all these weather conditions, pests and disease control, and all this nonsense. So they produce another one. By a process known as cross-pollination. Now, they produce a new one. Am I talking to somebody here? So the Father in heaven looked at you. You had your blood from your mother, blood from your father. You were a local breed. They said, no. We need to make this one hybrid. Dry weather tolerant. We need to make this breed endure pace and diseases. It must survive. You're not understanding what I'm talking to you. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right here. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm hybrid. Say, I am a new breed. Say, I am not a local. I'm not a local seed. I am a new seed. So a farmer, they will produce a new one. If you plant this one, it will survive weather conditions. It will survive some diseases, and they call it a hybrid. It even matures faster. As we speak right now, most of you are still operating from your local seed. To get a miracle, it takes so much time. If a hybrid, in 6 weeks, the chicken is mature. Six weeks, the chicken is ready for harvest. We are going to put your miracles in the hybrid mood. Yes. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am not the old seed. Now, why? We have people getting contaminated, attacked, things happening around them, and they even wonder, why are these things happening to me? Because you do not understand the concept of new birth. Give a neighbor a high five. Say, you are a new birth. Say, enjoy the new birth. But guess this? There are so many who are watching me right now, and some of you are actually here who you don't know who you are. As we speak, everything from your blood, it is still affecting you. But yet, God has made you a new creation. I always tell myself, I refuse to be affected by what affects others. Say that. I refuse to be affected. What affect others. Are you here? I'm talking to somebody here. Are you here?
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody here? Refuse. Because we have been mandated to take over. But we will not take over with the Egyptian mentality. Do you understand the people of Israel? When they were going to Canaan, some were still thinking in an Egypt way. And some were thinking in a hybrid way. Some said, God is with us. We will take over Canaan. And some said, we are just like grasshoppers. I prophesy total transformation. From today, say, I completely distance myself.
I completely distance myself
from anything that I was born in. I am not of the past.
I am not of the past.
I am in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
He dwells in my heart.
He dwells in
through faith.
Through faith.
Are you here? 1 Peter 1, verse 23 to 25. Well, I'll be ending here. The scripture says what?
Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible.
Stop there. Are you seeing the seed I'm talking about? Come on. Are you seeing the seed I'm talking about? The other seed is what? Corruptible. And the other seed? The other seed has been destroyed by Adam. Adam came as the first seed. And Jesus came as the second seed. We are not born of the corruptible seed. We are born from the seed, having been born again. This seed we are born again from, we are born again from a seed where there is no sin, where there is no sickness, where there is no failure, where there's no disease. We are born again. And when the disease comes in your body, it must feel and face resistance. Because you are made to resist diseases. The Bible says, submit to God. Resist the devil. Because you are made to resist. Your blood, your faith, your ability. What God made you to be is to resist. Say with me, I resist poverty.
I resist poverty.
I resist sickness.
I resist
failure.
I
am a new person.
I am a new person.
Let's go ahead reading the scripture. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Oh my God. Because all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man as the flowers of the grass. The grass withers and its flowers falls away. God looks at life like a farmer. Now let's go ahead. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. It says, if you are born from the flesh can wither. The growth of it can fade. But you are born from the word, which is Jesus. According to John 1 verse 1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and God was the word. All right? So we are born from the word that abides, that lives forever. You are not of the same background before you received Jesus. I'm talking to somebody right here. Whatever I do, I always say I can never fail. Say with me, I can never fail. Do you know what God made you indifferent? He made you completely not the same the day you received Jesus. You became a new creature, a new creation. Are you here? Say, I'm a new creation. You are not like, listen, your face will look the same, but not in your spirit. Why are you stressing? The reason why is because you do not understand who you are. You can never be defeated. Nobody can compete with you. If you are starting a business and you are struggling with it, revisit who you are. We are made in a hybrid way. Wherever we go, we take over. May this become a reality in your life. I say, may this become a reality. We are not made to try and fail. I'm talking to somebody right here. That's not who we are. Ask your neighbor, are you failing or you're making it? Do you know how we are made? Do you know the meaning of the word crust? The word crust means the anointed one and his anointing. Christ. The word creation means the anointed. And do you know the meaning of anointed? It is mimshak. The word mimshak means to attract. The whole meaning of mimshak, crust, anointing, is to attract, to spread. Meaning to say, by virtue, you are made to spread. You are made to attract. So if you open something, it will attract attention. So we have something in us. Say with me, I have something in me. People can't ignore it. Say louder. Say, I have something in me. Say, neighbor, I have something in me. Say, I'm a new breed. I have an exotic ability. You can't resist me. If I open a shop, I wonder how do we even come? How do we even get here? Where we even been? We even discuss my things are not moving well. Not in 2025. In 2025, we will become apex predators. Do you know what is an apex predator? It is a predator that feeds on other predators. Normally, when you go in the bush, it's not common. You can't see a lion eating another lion. They can fight, but they won't eat each other because they're all operating as apexes. Now, if there are lions in the industries, people are doing restaurants, there's KFC, there is what is, you also come and open your shop nearby them. People will pass you and will go to a lion because this lion will feed all other small businesses and swallow them. But when you become an apex predator, it means you are the one that will swallow others. How are you swallowed? Why are you being swallowed? You are made in a way to dominate. It doesn't matter who is ahead of you. In 2025, know who you are. You are a seed that is not corrupted. The righteousness of God dwells inside of you. The holiness of God lives inside of you. Somebody say, I'm a new seed.
Bring it on, Major.
I pray that this never departs from you. What I'm teaching you now, it is personal deliverance. To anybody who understands this teaching automatically, it is delivering people. It is taking you from the place of lack to a place of abundance. It is taking you out from the place of suffering to a place of enjoying God's provision. It is taking you from a place of limitation to a place of limitless life. It is taking you out of a place of sinning to a place of living a holy life. You are not of this world. You are a new seed. Saki Radia Faha. Say, that's who I am. Come on, I want to hear you again. Say, that's who I am. Shout it again. That's who I am. I am a new seed. Sickness doesn't live in me. Say, you sickness, I resist you now. Failure does not live in me. Say, you failure, I resist you now. And the Bible says, if I resist you, You will flee from me. Say, out of my way. Say, you sin, you don't belong in me. I resist you now, and I command you out. I am a new seed. Say, in the name of Jesus, that's who I am. Can I hear the joy? Can I give an assignment? Right now, just think that you are in a certain complex situation. You are in a big problem. How, as a new creature, as a new person, how can you look at the problem? How can you balance it? Knowing that Christ lives in you. Let me give you an example, a very good one that is similar to mine. Imagine that you have got a court case and looks like everything is against you, and you are born again. You are a hybrid seed. Will you panic? Will you stress? Imagine that you have not paid your rent, fees, or the bank wants to repossess your things because you have no money. And you are a new seed. Imagine this. Imagine that you are in a hospital. And you're about to die. And the doctors tell you, you've got 5 hours. And deep down in your heart, you know, it's not my time to die. But this death is coming to kill you prematurely. Will you allow death to take you? Just imagine. I just want you to imagine, because these things are happening. Imagine this. There is witchcraft in your family. Because most of you think witchcraft is when someone comes at night when you are sleeping and bewitch you. No. Witchcraft is all about manipulation. Some of you here, it's your behavior. They can just bewitch your behavior. You will start acting in a certain way at your workplace until they fire you. From no way, you start making mistakes until they fire you. They can manipulate you. You can start behaving somehow. And lose close friends. Lose important people. That's witchcraft. And most of you here, you are under the witchcraft spell and you don't even know it. You even think you're not bewitched. All of a sudden, you are missing alcohol. All this, imagine, all of a sudden you are missing a call. You were okay, everything was moving well. All of a sudden, like, I miss alcohol. As you go to take that alcohol, just the day you are drinking it, accident, you die. And God says, I don't know you. Like, really? All the 10 years I've been okay. Witchcraft is manipulation. They can manipulate you. You find out that all of a sudden, the things you hated to do, you now fall in love with those things. It is manipulation. Imagine this, that Christ is in you. Imagine you're a new person and you are facing witchcraft around you. How will you navigate? How will you come out? So I want to give you 3 guidelines to behave as a new person. Number 1, prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting breaks chains, diseases. Accusers cannot withstand the power of fasting. That's why we are surviving, some of us. Pray and fasting. Pray and fast. You are not just an ordinary woman. You are not just an ordinary man. Pray and fast. Remember, I've given you first what you must do. It is to discover, right? Which area? Is it witchcraft? Is it sickness? Discover. After discovering, then there are three things. One, pray and fast. You need to make a personal study. What's happening around me? Is it witchcraft? Are there generational cases? What I'm facing, is it also affecting some relatives? If yes, then it's in your family. It's generational. There are some people in your family who are not even married just like you. Or when they get married, they're not happy. Some of you, it's your parents. Some of you, your grandparents. Look around. Are my aunties happy in their marriages? If not, there is a generational problem that you must break. What about financially? Are we happy? You find that sometimes your whole family, no one is happy. It is generational. So when you'll be praying for a miracle, Father, I pray that I need a miracle. It will never come. Because in your family, there is a law. No one must make it. So that you are born again, God wants you to use that opportunity to break the curse, so that when you pray, your prayers can be answered. That is the purpose why you are born again. In your family, that's why God chose you, so that you can break the chain. After discovering what is affecting you, fast and pray. Do a prayer and fast. And this type of prayer and fasting must be a well-planned, that I'm going to fast in this area. This is the area where there's a sickness, whether there are diseases in your family that are affecting you. You are a new person. Discover that area and break it in prayer and in fasting. There are people who accepted that this is how I will be forever. It is wrong. You can't be like this. That's what the devil wants you to. He wants you to accept, to say, I'm like this. You're not. You are a hybrid seed. Oh, your amen is a... That's not who you are. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. And be serious about it. Don't just say, I'm fasting and I'm praying. You hear me? Tell your neighbor, fast and pray. Are they hearing you? Not just, I am fasting and I'm praying. No. Be serious about it. Are you hearing? Don't just say, I'm fasting and I'm praying. Be serious. Be serious. Knowing that it's war. I want to remove this problem in my life. I want to remove this problem in my family. In Mark 9, verse 29, we read this scripture when I was teaching you some other time. The Bible says this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Action number one, pray and fast. Not once, persistently. Keep on praying and fasting. The stronghold will be broken. Some of you, it is on your children. Your children are totally lost. You will deliver them through prayer and fasting. Some of you, it is your wife or your husband or your brother or your cousin. There is power. Raise your hand and shout, I'm a new person. I can never be defeated. Come on again. Say, I can never lose. Say it again. I can never lose. Prayer and fast. Discover which area. Is it witchcraft? Am I under attack of witchcraft? Is it sickness? Is it generational curse? Is it an addiction? Am I addicted? It's so possible to be born again and yet to be under addictions. It's possible. Are you here? Number one. Again. Prayer and fasting. Number two. Don't stop your confession. Don't stop your confession. Don't stop saying, I am healed. Don't stop saying, I am free. Don't stop saying, I am righteous. The more you say it, the more you become it. What the devil wants you to say one day is, I am a sinner. And he knows the more you say you are a sinner, the more you remain one. Say, I'm forgiven. The more you say that, the more you become anxious. The more you have knowledge of who you are, the more you will protect yourself from losing your identity. Say, I'm healed. Never keep on confessing, I am a millionaire. Whether there is money or no money, you say, in Christ Jesus, I know who I am. I am not poor. That's why the Bible says, let the sick say, let the weak say, I am strong. Keep on confessing. How can the weak say, I am strong? Keep on saying, I am strong. Because in the kingdom of heaven, the weak, they are called strong. Gideon was not recruited to become a soldier, because by the physical appearance, Gideon was a weak man. And when they were recruiting soldiers, they said, you are not fit. So they sent him to the farm. But an angel came to him and he said, Gideon, a mighty man of valor. Because the weak must always say, I am strong. You will make it in the name of Jesus. This year, we're going to do things like we've never done. We'll show people we are not weak, we are strong. We are taking over in every area of influence. Never stop your confession. Never stop your confession. Number three, take action. Say, take action. If you were a good example, if you had a small business and you were just saying, nothing is moving. Nothing is moving. Now, after you have fasted, after you have confessed, take action. Start creating networks. Begin to expand your thinking. Begin to check new territories. Take action. Don't just be home and say, I'm confessing, I'm a millionaire. You will die with your confession like that. I'm talking to somebody, right? There was a certain man who came here for prayer. He was at the back there. And I said, you are healed. He was on the wheelchair. I said, you are healed. I know I'm healed. I'm like, so what are you doing? Take action. Papa, you mean I should stand? I said, Tell your neighbor, take action. Don't just be saying, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Take action. If you are HIV positive, after prayer, go and take action. Say, I want, check me now. Check me now. You check. It's still there. You go like Elijah. You go back into prayer. You say, go and check if there is a cloud. You go and check. Say, there is no cloud yet. Say, I'm praying again. You pray. You go. Take action. Take action. Don't just sit there. Begin to say, I can never remain poor like this. I'm opening a company. You begin to expand. You begin to think. You start positioning yourself. I'm not being promoted. Just crying like a crying baby. I'm not being promoted. Take action. Start murmuring. Start positioning yourself for promotion. Align yourself with ethics at your workplace. Align yourself. Start respecting everyone. You will see. Just change certain behavior attitudes. Take action. It's a moment we need as a church to be happy. Look what you may say. Time has come for you to be happy.